Hi, Emily. I'm just ringing up to see if I can get my guinea pig in. So it looks like I think he's chipped his front tooth, and he hasn't been able to eat. Like he hasn't been able to eat since about Wednesday last week. But he can be a bit of a sickly pig, and I thought that his chest was infected. But I've noticed over the weekend he started to dribble. Okay, fantastic. No, you haven't. I normally take him to Albany Creek, but I thought they might turn around to say, "Oh no, you'll have to go to the exotic for this one because they'll need to most likely operate." Mullaney, Mallany. Beckwith, Beckwith. Yeah, I was about to say I hide it. Oh 432 676 173. Is my full name Melanie Beckwith at hotmail.com? My home address is Unit 215, Europa. EUROPA Street, Burpengary. Sunny boy with a Y, both times with a Y. Oh boy, yeah. That's so he's a rescue. We don't know, maybe 3, 4, 5. You might be able to tell if you look at his teeth. No, he's just a domestic, I'd say. He's quite little. He's very petite. He also has, when they get that chest infection, he has that. So he'll have a chest infection maybe once or twice a year, where he has to have Baydrol. And so he's quite used to not eating for a week. I know it sounds weird, but when you see him, you go, "Oh yeah, he is little." So he was probably out on his own for maybe 6 months, just in an abandoned block, and I found him and caught him. He's white, with a big cream spot or colouring. Yeah, that'd be great actually. I didn't know you could do that. Yeah, Laura's always trying to get me to go to you guys, but I've been seeing her so long and she really stuck with him with Sonny with his chest infection. And so she met him about November last year. No. To tell you the truth, I did treat him maybe Wednesday, Thursday, thinking it was coming on, and I thought I'm going to give him some Baydrol maybe for a few days to see if that helped. But then I noticed it wasn't. I'm like, what am I doing? This is not chest. I'm not too sure what it is. And then I noticed on the oh, he did have it on Friday, but I didn't know what it was. I Googled it on Saturday. I'm like, my guinea pig has like green froth coming out of his mouth. Not froth, it's like liquid, sticky liquid. And they said, "Oh, he's got teeth problems." Okay, that sounds great. Okay. Do you know how much it would cost if that was to happen? I think I know what it is. He was chewing. I put a new piece, like I put a tunnel in, a wooden tunnel, and it's hardwood, like, and he's been chewing it, and he chewed it, like I heard him chew it Monday, and I heard him chew it on Wednesday, and I think he's chipped his front tooth because it doesn't look even. And so I think that's all that's happened. So he can't, because I can feed him, I can hand feed him, and he can chew with his back gum, his teeth. He just can't, he can't pick up food. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay, fantastic. Thanks so much. Bye.